We are on Daf, Ayin Ches, Amet Beis. Let us just again start the Gemara. Boi Rove, Orei, Olai, Oilo. A person made a nether to bring an Oilo. Behifrish, and he wanted to make a mitzvah, Minamufcho, and he was mafrish, a shir, through this shir, he'll be Mekayim, his nether of Avos Oilo. And now someone came and stole the shoyer. Mahu, mi potter ganef nafshei bekeves. The ganef, can he pay back to the nignav with a keves? And we'll see in Rashi, the shaila is according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds geirim lamomen kemomen dami. And the whole Geirim Lamomain that we have over here is because he made a nether to bring an oila. And by stealing this oila, he have to bring another oila. But his chiev nether to bring an oila can be niskayim with a keves l'rabonon. And ba'ila sa'if la'abaloza ben azaya. This nan, we learned a Mishneh. Harei olai oila yavi keves. For the nether of harei olai oila, he shaits his nether with a keves. Rab Elazar ben Azar yoima yavi toire ben yoina. Can bring a toire or a ben yoina. Ma, mi amrinen shame oila kibel ilave. He was makabel to bring an oila. So the din goirem lamomen that gives him a din bailem is how much this is geirem lamomen for him, to him. That means through this shayer, he does not have to bring another oila. And since the chiyev havos oila, one can be mekayim with a keves, so memele, so the geirem lamomen that he has through this shoya is a demeya keves. Aidilme motzi omale no mitzveh min hamufcho beina lemevet. Riketaine, this is a greater geirem lemomen for me because I had an intent to be mekayim my nether min hamufcho. Not some of the saying words, because actions speak louder than words. I was mafrish asher. I was mafrish asher to be mekayim my nether of avos oila. So this asher that you stole is a geirim lamomen for me that now I'll have to bring another asher because my intent was to be mekayim my nether min hamufcho. And therefore, by stealing this shayer, I'll have to go and purchase another shayer. Now, we had mentioned last week, from the Dvar Avram says that, two Yesaidis. Yesaid number one, he says that, if this shayer is geirem lemomen for me, I'm considered a bailem on the shayer. That means the halacha of geirem lemomen kemomen dami means this shayer, which is geirem momen to me, to this shayer I do not have to buy a keves. So I'm considered a bailem on this shayer. Because this whole share is goyrem, to me I don't have to bring another share, even though it means I don't have to bring another keves. But I'll call upon him, this is considered a goyrem lamomen. That means that the share that was stolen, is geirim mamein to me that I don't have to bring a keves. So it is considered I'm a bailim on this whole share, because this whole share is geirim mammon to me, even though the mammon that it is geirim to me is less than the value of the share, but the whole share is geirim mammon to me. I'm considered a complete bailim on the share. That is nekude number one that the Dvar Avram says. It is irrelevant how much mammon it is goyrim for me to save, but since it's goyrim me mammon, so this share which is goyrim mammon to me is considered my share. So the whole share is mine. He says the shaila of the Gemara is that 100% true out stalocha of goyrim le mammon ki mammon dami, I'm considered a bailam on the share. But even though I'm considered a bailam on the share, when we have to evaluate how much the share is worth. And by Emerson, this share does not have any market value, because the owner of the share, the Bala Kobin, cannot derive any money for selling the share. So what Shavius does the shayr have to the bala shayr? In order for the ganef to have to pay, it has to have a shavius to the bala shayr. So a shavius of a kesev a tzicha has, because through this shayr he doesn't have to buy a kesev to be malay his neder. So a shavius of a kesev a tzicha has. So the Gemara Ratzad, maybe it has a Shavius of a Sher. Why? Because since Ano Mitzvah Min HaMufcha Ba'ina, that means when I made a Neder, my intent was to be Mekayim the Neder Min HaMufcha. So my intent is I'm going to be Mekayim my Neder by bringing a Sher. That's what I was mafresh in the first place. And if this is stolen, I'm going to bring another share. So we consider that, so the share that was stolen is worth to me a share. Because through this share, I won't buy a second share. And if it's not from this share, I'm going to buy a second share, because I'm a person that wants to be mekayim mitzvah min hamufcha. So he says, the Dvar Avram says, the Dion of the Gemara is, what is the Shavius, how am I shom the Shavius of the Sheir to the Baal HaKol? Do I say that since the whole Bailus he has is because through this he doesn't have to bring another Oila, and the Oila that he's Mechuyev to bring is a Keves, Me'ikar Adin? So Memele, so the Shavius of this share to him, it's only worth a Dmei Keves. So that's how much the Ganav has to pay. Or do I say, since he is Mekayim, Ano Be'ina Lekayim Mitzvah Min HaMufcha, so we consider that this share is Shavit to him, the value of a share. Because if this share is stolen, he's going to buy another share. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Basa the boy had a poshta. After Rav declared the Shaila, he was poshted. Ganev potar atzmai bekeves l'rabonan ba'ilu soif l'rabolozor ben Azariah. And I think the lomdis of the poshta is that even though his intent is to bring another share, and he would bring another share if this share is stolen. But since the nether is not mechayiv him to bring a share, so we cannot, what he will do on his own accord to be mechayim his nether with a share, does not, because of that, we cannot assume that the share has a value of a share to him, since me'iker adin, he doesn't have to bring a share. Me'ikar adin, he has to bring a set. So memele, the share is a value of a set to him. More than a value of a set doesn't have, because even though he would buy another shirt, but since he's not mechuyev to buy another shirt, we cannot say that it was taken away from him a value of a shirt. That is how the Dvar Avrom explains the Gemara. Ravache bereid ravike master lo behedye, not that Rove kler da shayle, not that Rove kler da shayle and was poishit the shayle, the Rove never kler da shayle. Oma Rove arei alai oilo vehifrish shoyer boach vegonvoi potar atzmoi bekevis l'rabonon boilo soif l'rabolozor ben Azariah. Let us see Rashi. Mi potar ganav navshei gabi bailem bekeves. The omalei, because the ganav can tell the bailem, oilo kamechayavto, you're mechuyev to bring an oilo, va oilo mashlim noloch, I'm giving you back a keves that you can use, we can be magdish for an oilo. V'loi afsiditacho sumidi. I wasn't mafsid you anything else. So the loss that you had, or the shavius that you possess, in this shoyer is a keves. V'yoytzi bo'ato yidei nidrech. Ganev potar atzmoi, dat hashlumim debaylam mechayet, is mechuyev to pay the baylam, and he gave him back something with which he could be Bekayim his nether, gave him back a kevis. Papsei the hegdish mifta the mi base ho ish ksiv v'loi hegdish. Alibe de rabshibe noket lo de oma kochim shechaye bach yusom chaye. If the nether of a re'elei oilo, one could be yoy to the nether with an oif, or dafke with a noilus, with a keves, that the Gemara explains in Menoches. Now, I just like to mention one thing, not to go into the oimek hadvorim, but Rabbi Chonon in Koivet Shiurim, says as follows. Rabbi Chonon says, Be'emison, the miut of Begunav, mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis hegdish, this miut Begunav, mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis hegdish, is only a miut on kefil, not on keren. So he says the shaila of the Gemara is as follows. That's how Rabbi Chonon says Pshat and Rashi. He says there legabi keren he owes a shoyer to hegdish. That means there was a kolben that belonged to hegdish. He stole a kolben from hegdish, so mamele he stole a shoyer. So this shoyer, he has to pay to Hegdish. He stole a shoyer from Hegdish. There's no shayla whatsoever. The gunav mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis Hegdish is only a miut in kefil. This is only a miut in kefil. That you don't pay kefil to Hegdish. So there's no chiyuv kefil to Hegdish. So that means he seems to say as follows. We have here two owners. We have here the korban which belongs to Hegdish, and then we have a second owner. It's a goyim lemomen kimomen David. It's like my momen also. So it seems from Abu Hanan, this whole cheshbon of goyim lemomen kimomen David only works if that's the only bailus involved. So memela, so then we say, so you're considered a baila. Legabi the keren, he says, there's no shayla, it belongs to Hegdish. So Hegdish is the bailam. Hegdish possessed a kolben of a shoyer. I stole a shoyer, I say here, I owe Hegdish of a shoyer, I owe Hegdish a shoyer. So memela, the keren, there's no shayla whatsoever. But there's a miut V'gunav mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis hegdish, that you don't have to pay hegdish kefil. It's a miyatan kefil. So there's no bailim to pay kefil to mitzat hegdish. Then we look at the bailis of goyrim l'momen. Oh, he's called a bailim. Of goyrim l'momen kemomen domi. So now, l'gabi his bailis, we say the shavius he possessed in the shayr is the shavius how much he's muchach to pay if this shayr gets stolen. So since it's only muchach to pay aseh, because his neder is machayevim, at least to pay aseh, not more than aseh, so mamela, the kefil will pay kefil of aseh, but the keren will pay to hegdish asher. That's how Abul Chanan and the Imre Moshe say pshat in this Rashi. Tashlumim the Bailam Machayim means Tashlumay Kefil for the Bailam. Yehoitzi Yidei Nidroi. Say the Hegdish Miftah and Kefil. That's how they learn pshat in Rashi. Mi Potter Nafshei, let us see Toisvis. Aval Anoider Atzmoy Pshite the Motzi Potter Nafshei Leboi Lemevet Mitzvah Min Amufa. So Toisvis says, there's no shaila whatsoever, legabi the neider alone. If a neider said, harei alai oilo, and he was mafrish a shayr, and then the shayr was stolen, and le ask a rob, how much am I mechuyev to be mafrish now? I wanted to be mafrish, my neder was harei alai oilo. That was my neder. I wanted to be mekayim the neder mitzvah min amufra. That share was stolen. Now, I don't want to be so full. I can't afford it. Whatever the cheshbon is, what is my neder mechayiv me? My neder is mechayiv. So meiker adin, your neder is mechayiv you an oilo. So you could now be mafrish a keves. The shaila was, if he could come to the ganev and tell the ganev, I am from, and I will be mafrish another shoyer. Then the shaila was, does he owe him the may share yes or not? Yes or no? And that's me, the case Yeshua says, the reason Taisvis said this, that by the neider there's no shaila whatsoever, because Taisvis had a kasha. The Gemara says, we have two lishaynes, the brova klera shaila, the mosboisha to shaila, and Rabach, Bereid Raviki, Masnilo, Behedi, the Rabbi never had a Shaila. Omar Rabbi, Reyle, Eule, Vivri, Shebach, begun by Potarats, may be Kevis, Labon, and by the Sebrablos of Benazariah. So Taisus had a Shaila. Where do we see from this memory that Rabbi never had a Shaila? Maybe the second Rabbi speaking about the Bailam himself, not about the Ganet. The Lashon of Rabbi is very sorcery. Reyle, Eule, Vivri, Shebach, begun by. Maybe that's what Rav is saying, that the Ganav can pat himself on the Kevis. So it could be that the Bailam could pat himself with the Kevis. So where do we see this two Lashainis in Rav? So that's what Taisus wanted to say. The Noida could zich pat himself with the Kevis. I will Noida Atzmei Pshitet the Motzi Potter Nafshi. So you can say that that's Pshat, the second member of Rav. That's Poshit. So Al-Kochach, the second member of Rav, is also going on the Ganet. The second member of Rav is telling us that there was Poshit to Rav, that the Ganet kept himself with a Kevitz. Zok the Mishnah, Mochoy, a person sold, a Ganet sold a Sheir, Chutz mi Echod mi Meye Sheboy, but he was Mishaya. He was Mishaya in the Mechire. I'm selling you everything besides 100. 100 I'm not selling you. 100 of the share I'm keeping for myself. Oy shahoyso loy bo shutvis. Or case number 2. He was a shutev in the share that he sold. We'll see later exactly what this means. Let's see what Rashi says. Oisha oisa loy boy shutvis, koidim shagonboy. That means, before he stole it, he was a shutev in the shayr. So he had Reuben and Shimon that were shutvim. Now Reuben stole the shayr and sold Shimon's chaylik. So whatever he stole, he sold. But here there's a new chesaron. Lekirine be'emachai kula be'isurai. The whole mechira is not a mechira shel chiyu, because the half of the share belongs to him. So we need a machai kula be'isurai. That's the second case. Hashaychet v'nisnabla b'yodai. A person started shechting, but the shechita was not, he did not make a proper shechita, so it became a nevela. So this is not called tovach, according to everyone. The machloikis, Rav Shimon the Chachamim, is if he made a proper shechita, and the shechita is not matra b'achila, because it's a treife, because it's kochim. So there we have a machlokes. He made a maise tviche, but the tviche wasn't matter. But over here, he wanted to make a tviche, but v'nisnablo b'yodoi, so the maise wasn't oilo b'yodoi. He never made a maise tviche. Or hanoicha v'hamaaker. We'll see exactly Rashi what this is. Is Mishalim Tashlume Keifu, Veinim Mishalim Tashlume Abo Vachamisha, he pays Keifu, and not Dalad Vehei, because this is not called Tovach. Let us see Rashi. Hanoichel Koiroi Menechirov Ad Liboi. He kills the Behemoth not through an anoifen of Shchita Samamonim. Sasamonim, Simonim. He wasn't Shaykh the Simon. V'ma'aker, he was oiker the simonim, but he wasn't sheikhet the simonim. Pota, v'afilu l'rabono, v'olav shchita hiklal. This is not called a shchita. He killed the behemah, but he wasn't sheikhet the behemah, so there's no chiyuv of dalet behemah. Mai chutz mi'echad mi'meyer sheboi. What was he Mishayah? He was Mishayah 100. What chelik of the behema was he Mishayah? Omar Rav, chutz midova hanita imoy b'shrite. He was Mishayah, a chelik in the behema, that if you shech the behema, it becomes mutter b'shritas ha-behema. Let us see what Rashi says. Mai chutz miyechad mimeyer, kloima. Mi mai kamrinan, what are we speaking about? The ishaire, if he was mishaire, he did not sell it. Havi shiure. It's called a shiur, and he's not chayiv dalvei. So Rav said, chutz midova hanita imoy. Ki goin mibsoroi. That means the meat of the shoyer becomes mutter ayidei shchitas ha-shoyer. And if he was mishayer, that a chelik of the meat he's not selling, so he's not chayiv on the mechir. Avul shiyuras oiro, but what if he said, I'm selling you the behemah, the meat is all yours. The skin, I'm not selling to you. The carnel, or the horns I'm not selling to you, or the gizaisel, or the hair or the wool I'm not selling to you, may have a shear. That's not called a shear. You have to, the ikis, you have to sell the meat. The meat has to be sold completely. That's umochai kuloi. You have to sell all the meat. But the other components of a shear, the oir and the giz and the karnayim, that does not have to be sold at all. That's what Rav holds. The Levi Omar chutz migizaisel. Levi says no. Afilu he was Mishayah the gizais. He was Mishayah that what is the hair that is growing on the behemoth, the wool that is growing on the behemoth. That's also called a shear. Zitrashi the Levi Omar. After Lugiz they say, I'll have a shir. It's also called a shir. So we have a machlik is now Rav and Levi. Meisveis, Moes, we learned that Barai says follows. Macha chutz miyodo. he sold the whole behemoth besides the front foot. Chutz miraglo, or besides the back foot. Chutz mikarno, or besides a horn. Chutz migizaseo, or besides the hair that's growing on it. Einoi mishalem tashlume abo b'chamish. You don't pay abo b'chamish. So, the Tanakama holds clearly, like Levi, that afilu you are Meshaya the Gizais, it's also called Ashir, and you don't pay Dalet Bay. So now we have a Tanakama. Rabbi Oimer, now Rabbi says, Dovo hama'akev b'shchite. If something, that if it was not there, it would passel the shchite, and he sold it besides that chalik, which if it would not been there, it would have been makiv the shchite, einem mishalom tashlumei abo b'chamisha. Then he doesn't pay abo b'chamisha. He cannot be mishayel something that if it would be geshochten, and this would not be around, it would be ma'akev b'shchite. V'she'einoi ma'akev b'shchite mishalem tashlumei abo b'chamisha. Now, let us see what pshat in Rebbe is. As the sugya progresses, we'll see the reason for each tana, but now let's just try to figure out what they're saying. Ha'ma'akev b'shchite, something that prevents that the shchita should be chal. Zot Rashi, dovo, she'im nital heimeno, if it would have been taken away from the behemoth. So Rashi says two types of cases. One case, Rashi says, she'im nital heimeno nasis boy nevela. Michayim. There are certain things that if they're taken away from the behemoth, so even though the behemoth is mefaches, it's still moving around, it's an avail already. It's an avail mechayim. It's metametumis masa. For example, kigoin veishit oikone, the food pipe or the windpipe, He removed that from the shoyer. So if you remove one of these pipes from the shoyer, so the shoyer is considered an avela. So you can't shech the shoyer. It's dead already. It's a dead shoyer. Oi, another case of an avela mechayim, kegoin hayerech, v'chalolo. Ayerech v'cholo shalo. Now, what is this? I'll just say over the lashon of the Meiri in Chulin, Daf Chof Aleph, the Meiri says as follows. Nital etzem hayerech mimokim chibure mikol v'kol. The etzem hayerech, the thigh, the etzem was taken completely out of the behemoth. It was removed from the behemoth. But not only the etzem was removed, v'chein boso she'olot, either roi boso or kola boso, which is on the bone of the yerech, was also taken off. That means we have here the bone plus the boso she'olov was removed from this behemoth. V'hu hakori chalolo. That means that now that the boso was removed, there's a cavity where the yerech was. That means it's shayach to take away the bone and the boso should still be there. That is shayach for one to do. Then that's not called an avela mechayim. It's not called dead yet. It's not metama b'masa. But if the bone and the boso she'olov was taken off, Af al pi shen nishar ha'oyer, even though the outside skin remains, ha'yel v'nital loiv ha'bosar im ha'etzem nevelahi. So this is a nevela. Af al pi shen mefacheses, even though the behem is still walking around, jumping around, u'metamo b'masa. So Rashi mentioned now two in Yonim, that if they're missing from the behemah is an avela now. It's ma'akev the shchita. It's ma'hauze ma'akev the shchita because it's dead already. You can't shesh it anymore. It's ma'akev the shchita. Now let's go a little further. The Rashi says two more mishalim. Oy kovet, or it's missing the liver. Ay echad mibnei ma'im, one of the intestines. The loimate lo shchita. Now, Rashi is very meduit, boshayne. This is a treife. This is not a nevela mechayim. This is a treife. The shchita is not matter. Avol, yodo, some emela. Now we're speaking about if a person was Messiah something, a chalik in the behemoth, that if this chalik was taken out, it would be impossible to be matter this behemoth al yedei shchita. Either it's impossible because it becomes an avela mechayim, or it's impossible because it becomes a treife. So there's no chiyev mechira on this. Avol yodo veraglo minakuvo lamato. But what if he was Mishaya, a chelik of the yad and regel, the front foot or the back foot, from the knee and further down, that if it would be taken away, the behema would not be a treifa or an avela. So then, this safilu, he was Mishaya this, it's ischayev. The time of the kulam maforish lekamon. Now, I just like to say, I saw an oitza. He brings down amur de kipshat in Rashi. He says, we have here a limud. We'll see later as the gemara progresses. We'll see what the limud is. But you have to sell something or everything that if it was taken away, it would be ma'akev the shchita. Now, that has to be sold. If there was a shir on this, there's no chiv mechir. Fine. Now, this terminology, ma'akev the shchita, really is totally in the machlokes Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. According to Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon holds shchita she'ein ruya loishmo shchita. So, afilu, if it was a treife, was missing the kovei, was missing the liver, was missing echad mivnei ma'ayin, so that's also called, it's ma'akib de shchita. Because if this is missing, so it's a shchita shein aruya. So according to Rab Shimon, it is sufficient to pat him from Baal Vahey, even though it's not an avela now. It's a treife now. But a treife is also ma'akib de shchita. And you, everything that is makiv the shchita has to be sold. That we'll see how the drash goes later. According to the chachamim, if it's missing a kovei, that you still chayv balvei. A shochta v'nimtzei streifa, you chayv balvei according to the chachamim. So memelo, so therefore Rashi says, according to the chachamim, what is called makiv the shchita? Something that makes it an avela mechayim. That means it's missing a simen. It's missing the kone, or the veshit, or yerech v'cholo shalom. That makes that he can't shecht it, because it's dead already, it's an avela. So the Yitzhak brings down, Rashi did not know if Rebbe holds like Rab Shimon, if Rebbe holds like the Chachamim. Could be the Zrayas and Shas, could be some places he holds like Rab Shimon, and some places he holds like the Chachamim. So Mamela, Rashi did not want to commit himself. But Rabbi is saying over here, so Rashi is saying, but that is what he's saying, that you have to sell the Evorim, that if they'd be missing, they'd be makiv the shchita. What what, which avorim are we speaking about? So it depends, according to the Chachamim. It means the avorim, which if they'd be missing, would make him an avail. According to Rav Shimon, the avorim, if they'd be missing, would make it a treifa. That is how the Eitzes brings down Pshat and Rashi. Now let us again see the Loshon of Rebbe. Rebbe Oima, Dovor Hama'akev B'Shchita, and if he was Meshaya this, Eina Meshalem, Tashlumi Abo V'Chamisha. V'Sha'eina Ma'akev B'Shchita, he was Meshaya, Meshalem, Tashlumi Abo V'Chamisha. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Oima, Rab Shimon Elozo says a third Agdor. Chutz mikano, if he sold the behemoth, besides the horn of the behemoth, ain't him mishalom tashlumei abo v'chamish, he doesn't pay that because he didn't sell, he didn't sell the whole behemoth. Chutz migizoiseo, but if he sold it, besides the gizois, mishalom tashlumei abo v'chamish, then you do pay abo v'chamish, and we'll see the reason. For Rav Shimon ben Elozo later. So we have over here four Tanoim. We have here the Tanakame. The Tanakame says, Chutz migizaisel, eine mishalem, that Ashir in anything, he doesn't pay Dalet Vehei. Rebbe says, Ashir in Dova Makir Beshchita doesn't pay Dalet Vehei. Rav Shimon, so we have three Tanoim. Rav Shimon Elozo says, Chutz migizaisel, he does pay Dalet Vehei, Chutz mikalno, he does not pay Dalet Vehei. We have a three Tanoim. And now we have a machlokes between Rav and Levi. If he's Meshaya, Levi said, if he's Meshaya anything, he's potter from Dalet Vehei. And Rav says, he has to be Meshaya, dovo, anita, ayidei shchita. That would become mutter through the shchita. That means if he's Meshaya, a chelik of the meat, that becomes mutter through the shchita, you don't pay Dalet Vehei. He's Meshaya something else, you will pay Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishlam Levi Ketanekame. Levi holds like the Tanekame, because the Tanekame says, V'lechutz b'gizoyseo, you also do not pay Dalet Vehei. So Levi says the same thing. Elo l'Rav keman. Rav has a new Hagadora in Shir. Rav says if he was Mishaya Chutz Midova Anita Ima Bishrita, so that's called a Shir. Who does he hold like? It's not like Rebbe. It's not like Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Shimon Lozo holds Afilei was Meshaya Kalno. He's Chayiv Dalet Vehei. He's part of Dalet Vehei. Omar Rav, the Omar Ki Haitan. Rav holds like a different Tane. The sign you will enter a Baraisa, a different Baraisa. Rav Shimon ben Lozo Oima, Mocho Chutz Mi Yodo, Chutz Mi Raglo, Eine Mishalem Tashlumei Abo Vachamisha. If he made a shear in the meat of the behemoth, and the meat is nitter b'shchita, he doesn't pay Dalet Vehei. Chutz mi karno, chutz mi gizoiseo, b'shalem tashlumei abo b'chamish. So memele, this is shitas rav, hadovor shenitter imoi b'shchita, if you're Meshaya, you're part of Dalet Vehei. Adovo Shaina Nitarina Mishrita, which includes the Gizis and the Konayim, you even though you're Meshaya that is Potter, is Chayiv in Dalet Vehei. Then is Chayiv Dalet Vehei. Now the Gemara is going to explain the machlekes of the Tanoi. Bamai komiflagi, Tanikame Sova, Utvochoi Kuloi Bina, you have to shecht the whole behemoth. You have to sell the whole behemoth. So selling the whole behemoth is whatever is on the behemoth has to be sold. So the gizais also have to be sold. So therefore you need a machai kuloi. So memele, if he was Meshaya the gizais, he did not sell the whole behemoth. The Rebbe Sova, Rebbe holds, Utvochoi Midi Dahavi Betviche. You need in the Behemoth something that enables to make Tviche. Lafuki Midi Deloihavi Betviche. It is not necessary to have something in the Behemoth which is not a tenai in the Tviche. Let us see what Rashi says. It's not a shir. According to Rabbi, only you have to be Mishael, the Kovet, or the Echad Mibnei Mayim. Midi dava betviche, that which is needed for the tviche, to enable a tviche, havi shir b'mechire. That is what Rabbi holds. V'Rav Shimon ben Elozo sovar, Rav Shimon Elozo holds, karno deloy lemigzo kaime havi shir. Something which is oimet to remain with the gufa behime, it's not oimet to be cut off, so that's moche kuloi. That has to be sold. And if he didn't sell it, habishir. Be'ein oimishalim tashlum abova chamisha. So he doesn't pay tashlum abova chamisha. Gizoi seo, the gizois, the lemegis kaimi, the gizas are oimet to be cut off. The gizas are not oimet to remain with the behemoth. They have ishirs. That's called, I sold the whole behemoth. The gizas will not remain on the behemoth. The gizas are oimet to be cut off. So whatever is oimet to remain on the behemoth, that's a mochei kulai. But the gizas are not oimet to remain on the behemoth. The oimet to be cut off. So a male, that does not have to be sold. Gizei said, the lemegis kaimu lahav ishira misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. Ve'idoch tana devei Reb Shimon ben Elozo. The other tana devei Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Sova yodov v'raglov detzrichi tviche. Yodov v'raglov that needs shchite, needs a heter shchite. Havishir. V'loi misham tashlum abo v'chamisha. Karnel v'gizay said lo itzriche tviche does need a heter shchite lo yavishir. So it seems that Rav Shimon Elozer is makish mechira l'tviche. Whatever the tviche is matter has to be sold. Whatever the tviche is not matter does not have to be sold. So memela, the oir doesn't have to be sold. The kanaim don't have to be sold. The gizis don't have to be sold. Rav Shimon ben Elozo, and this is the first Rav Shimon Elozo, loy dorish tum yede tviche, umiyo gizay seo loy havi shio, the lemegas kaimi. It's oimed to be cut off. Period. Trek the gemore kashe de Rav Shimon ben Elozo ad Rav Shimon ben Elozo. So most of we have a steer in two Rav Shimon ben Elozo. One Rav Shimon Elozo says that he said chutz mikarno, it's a shir, because it's not oimed lemegis. And the other Rav Shimon Elozo says that what nitar b'shchite is a shir, and the karnayim another shir. So Mo says trei tanoi valibe the Rav Shimon Elozo. Tana Rabon, look to bereise weiter. Hagoinev esakitas. A person stole a behemoth that was missing a foot. Or the esachigeres, or it was limping. It had a foot, but it was limping. It was a damaged foot. The esasume, or he stole a blind behemoth. V'chein hagoinev behemas hashutvim. He stole a behemoth that belonged to two shutvim, chayiv. So he's chayiv. Now what is the chiddush on all these things? The chiddush is that is chayiv dalet vehei, and that's called mocha kula. But he didn't sell the other foot. Well, he only has to sell the share that he stole. He stole a share without a foot. So therefore the chiyuv. Therefore the chiyuv dalet vehei is he has to pay. He sold everything what he stole. That's the chiddush of the kitas. Chigeres and sume is zubeitzach loymazu. Here fakert he sold all the aborim, but they damaged the aborim. That's kol poshet that he's chayiv. He sold the whole behemoth. V'chein hagoynev behemas hashutvim. He stole the behemoth that belonged to two shutvim. So the chiddush is that even though there's only a chiyuv of there's no chiyuv of chamisha boker to one of them, to each one you have to pay chamisha chatzoy boker, but since there's a chiyuv to both bailam chamisha boker, that's also you're also mechuyev. The ma'aseh is a tashlumim of chamisha boker, even though to each bailam it's a tashlumim of chamisha chatzoy boker. What if shutvim stole the potter? You have two shutvim that stole. They stole the shutvis. Vasanye, so the Gemara says, we learned a baraisa, shutvim shegonvu chayovim. The two shutvim stole the chayiv. The chayiv dalet vei. So what's pshat? Here we say two shutvim that stole the potter. Here we say that we learned the chayiv. Omar Rav Nachman, kan bishutev shagonav mechaveiroi. Kan bishutvim shagonvu mealma. That means, if one shutev stole from his chaver, that means he's a shutev in the behemah. And he stole, a shutev stole from the other shutev. So, sefel tetvachei kule bisure, because half of the behemah he has a right to sell. Half of the baby has a right to shecht. Now what it says, shutvim shegonvu chayovim, means that two shutvim stole from a third person, they shechted, then the chayev, because it's tvachi kula b'chiyuvay. Can be shutvim shegonvu me'al. That is the proper girsa. What does Rashi say? Esa kitas, af algav deleke kula, he's not selling the whole behemoth, chayiv. The mai de gonav hozovin kula, whatever he stole, he sold. Shutev shegonav mechaveiroi, poto meabo vechamisha, afilo mechelik chaveiroi. Deleko tvoche kula bisur. It's missing tvoche kula bisur. Shutev shetovach lid, oh, this is going in the middle further. So Bekitza, Rav Nachman answered that shutvim shegonvu me'alme, two shutvim stole from a third person, the chayv daldvei. Eis ve'rovel Rav Nachman, yochu shutev shegonav me'chaveiro, v'shutvim shegonvu yehi chayovim, ha'maloyma tvochei kule binen v'leke. You need tvachei kula. So here it says, afilu shutvim shegonvu mechaveiroi, you're right, 100%. But shutvim shegonvu, you also potter. Because tvachei kula bina. And here, you told me, shutvim shegonvu me'almes chayobim. So this paraisa is not the way you said. Elo omar Rav Nachman loikashim. It matters. Sometimes you have shutvim shegonvu in the chayiv, and sometimes you have shutvim shegonvu dos tvich mechir in your pot. Kan b'shutev shetovach ledas haveira. If a shutev, two shutvim stole, the shutvim in the gneida, then we have two shutvim, we have Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven asks Shimon, you know, shech the behemah, and shecht it for me also. I'm making you a shliach to shecht it for me. So memele, and by tvicha we have a klal, yeshliach l'dvar aveir.
So if you have Shutfim Shegondo, Ruben and Shimon are Shutfim in the Gneide, and now Shimon Shechtzit. So this, that's called Tvoche Kule Bechiyubay. And the Chalek of Shimon is Chayet, because he Shechtzit is Chalek. And the Chalek of Ruben, so Ruben is Chayet, because he made Shimon Ashliach to Shechtzit is Chalek. So there you have Shutfim Shegondoi, and one of them Shechtzit, Lidas Chaveiroi, so the Chayiv Dalet Behei. Kan Beshutef Shetovach Sheloi Ladas Chaveiroi. But what is if two Shutfim stole, and one Shutef decided to Shechtzit? So Memele, so on his Chalek, he's Chayiv. But he's not Chayiv on the Chalek Shel Chaveiroi, because he's a goy nevachar agadah. That's part of Mandalad Vahe. What does Rashi say? Shutef shetovach ledas chaveiroi. Mishalmin ben shneyem. So both of them will pay. The iko utvochoi kuloi bechiyube. The tvicha was bechiyub. That hoiveya chayev al chelkoi. The one who shechted is chayev and his half that he stole. The chaveiroi namei oso shliach. And the chava made him a shliach, and the chava said, "Ay, it's a shliach of varavera, but Rabbeinu Lael, the yeshliach of varavera, hocha, the mean and tachas, the rabbi says a shliach. Shute, shetavach, sheloi ledas chavera ipota, teleko utvochoi kulai bechiyuvo. There's no tviche bechiyuvo, and the whole tviche, there's no chiyuvo of dalet vei. The Bahu Palge Bechavre, and the Chalek of the Chavre, there's no Chiv Baal Behei, and that Chalek. Leinas is Shliach, because the Chavre didn't make him a Shliach. Vahavle ki Teveach, Umleiche Ach Aganef, the Potter. Baal Chelkei Nami Potter, Hoyo Beleko Tvochei, Kula Bechiv. He didn't, the whole Tvich is not the Chiv Baal Behei, because on Chalek Chavreoi, he said Teveach Ach Aganef. Vahav Olgav Damor in Lael, Chamisha boko, vafilo chamisha chatzoi boko, yuchai vafilo chamisha chatzoi boko, hani milecha shagona vaymas ha-shutim, they are speaking about he stole a vayma that belonged to shutim. But vacha, in he shechted the vayma that belonged to shutim. So the tvicha was kule b'chiyubi. Va'acha kach oida le'echad mem al-chelkoi. He was made to one of them, he's a made b'knas. The b'shas tvicha avi kule b'chiyubi. B'shas tvicha, he was that's a tvicha b'chiyuvah, because he shechted the bein mishal shnei shutfen. Later he was made to the one of the shutfen, so memele that pafes him to pay hamisha chatzoi boko to that shutfen. V'chemine b'agoizo, the shutfen shetovach sheloi ledas chaveiroi, but then he's potter. Boi Rab Yirmiya, mocho chutz mishloishim yoy. Very interesting shaila. He sold the behemah completely to the lekeach. It's completely sold to you. But I'm Mishaya, they have a right to work in the behemah for the first 30 days. Now, what is the lumdus of the shayla? In the mechiras asher, it's completely yours. The shir is not in the shimush asher. That means I'm Mishaya aschus shimush in your shayla. So Memele, is this called Umachai Kula? Because in the Guf Asher, it's completely sold. But since there's a Shir in the Shimush Asher, for the first 30 days, I want to have a right to use it. So Memele, could be this is called a Shir in the Mechir, or maybe not, since the Guf Asher is yours completely. Shaila number one. Chutz Mimelachto. Chutz Mimelachto is very interesting. Chutz Mimelachto means as follows. That means if you want to be sheichet it, it's yours. I have no right whatsoever to work with it. But if you won't be sheichet it, whatever melacha that will be done belongs to the ganav. That means that was the condition made in the mechira. Mitzad echot, you can shecht it right now. Then if you want to shecht it, so it's yours to shecht. So it's completely sold. But if you don't check it, so the work that will be done with the bema belongs to me. So this is also shalos. This ashir in the mechira. Chutz meubra mal. What if the behemoth was muberes? And he said, I'm selling you the whole behemoth besides the uber. Is this called a shir and the mechir? So the Gemara, and this shayla, the Gemara says like this. Ali be demand the yama uba yerechimoy hu loiti boila. If you had uba yerechimoy, so shayla, so memela, this is a yerech of the yain. So he did not sell the complete aim. He left over a chelik of the yain, uba yerechimoy. So tika no shayla. Kiti boila, ali be demand the yama the uba lab yerechimoy. If you had uba lab yerechimoy, so you have two behemoths over here. You have a behemoth plus an uba. I'm selling you the whole behemoth. My, meimer amrinen, so what's the shayla? Kiven the mechuber bo havishir. Right, you're 100% right, that there are two behemoths here. There's a behemoth and an uber. But since the uber is mechuber to the behemoth, so that's also a shir. That's also a shir and the mechir. And machai kulo, you have to not only sell the whole behemoth, you have to sell whatever is mechubah to the behemoth. And the uber, even though it's lav yerechimoy, is called mechubah to the behemoth. Oy du mekiven de le mifrish mineikoy, but it's oymed to be mifrash from the behemoth, loy havishir. I saw in the Eitzah, he brings down, that a filu, according to Levi, the Levi said, chutz megizaisel is a shir, even though the gizos are oimedly gozes, but it is called a shir, he says, could be that's dafke because you have to be gozes it. By itself, it won't be nigzat. So memela, so that's called part of the baim. I'll cut it off. Pasher usham, this is the whole baim. But over here, the uber will be nifresh by itself. You don't have to be mafresh it. This is an automatic thing that the uber will be nifresh. So we're saying uber yarechimoy. So you're saying, no, but it's mechuba to the baim. But maybe this chibol does not make it a chelik of the behemoth because it's oimed lifresh min ha-behemoth. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Ike da amri, another oifen how we can explain the tzodei ha-shayla. Ike da amri, even the lav yarechimoy hu lehavi shir, since it's lav yarechimoy lehavi shir, I do me, even the tzorich lishteruye bahado b'shchite, since it is necessary to become mutter through the mother b'shchite, k'man b'shaya b'gufa tami, so just like it's b'shaya b'gufa teiko. So what is pshat in this? So the Rashba says that the shayla is according to Rav. Rav said that you have to sell everything that is nita ima b'shchita. Whatever is nita, because we learn out the macha from Tova, whatever is nita ayinay tficha, that has to be sold. So the Rav said the meat has to be sold, because that's nita ima b'tficha. The giza doesn't have to be sold, the daya doesn't have to be sold. So the Gemara Klara Shaila, you have over here a uba, which is lav yarechimoy. So there's a swallow to say, so listen, I'm selling you the whole behemoth, and all the meat of the behemoth. But the Gemara has a tzad that maybe we're speaking about, the Rashba says we're speaking about two distinct cases. We're speaking about two distinct cases that the uba can only be nita b'achila al yedei shchita sa'im. These are two cases. Either the uba is 8 months old, or the uba is 9 months old and it's dead. In both these cases, the uba will not be nita b'shchitas atzmai, will only, and if it's dead, it's going to be nita, but can only be nita b'shchitas aim. These two cases. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila, according to Rav, that Rav says the mechire has to be on everything that's nita imo b'shchita. You have to sell the nita b'shchita. So the Gemara is a shaila. So do we say, good, the uba lav yachimo. So Manela, if Uba Lav Yachimai, so this is a different entity. But maybe if we need, that has to be sold Masha Nitrima Beshita, and the only way this can be Nitr Bachila, a Bentesha Meis, or a Benches Shechai, is only Al Yedei Shchita Sa'im, so this also falls into the category Nitrima Beshita, and Manela, if you're Meshairit, you put it out there. Let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, chutz mishloshim yoyim, eser bo melachti. That means the first 30 days I'll do melachti. Chutz mimlachto. In tinsel ishochto, if you want to shecht it, shecht melach. That means there's no shir whatsoever if you want to shecht it. So it's a complete mechire if you want to shecht it. Ve'im tase bo melache, a melache hi shali, have a shir eloi. Uber yerech imayu, plukte betmurah.